It's very much a family drama. Babs and Lori, her eldest daughter, half the time are working with each other. They're working in alliance, and half the time they're working against each other. And sometimes they know that, and sometimes they don't, right? Or one of them knows that, and the other one doesn't. Lori spends a lot of time trying to handle her mother, right? Trying to manage her mother remotely without her mother knowing that. And it's very much about women and their relationships as well, which is part of the reason I wrote the book, is because my own background is Franco-American, and I grew up in a neighborhood a lot like Little Canada in Waterville. And it was very much a matriarchal sort of community where the men, generally speaking, were either at work, at the bar, or in their graves. And the women were responsible for and took charge of just about everything other than making money. And they often did that too. Lots and lots of women worked at the Hathaway shirt factory, which was famous at the time for making the finest dress shirts in the world. And it was right down the street from where I lived, where I grew up. So there's that aspect of it, family drama, sort of hardscrabble, rural community drama, right? And then there are other aspects to it as well. I intended it to be a bit of a metaphor or a parable about climate change. The character of the man, the enforcer, who's sent by the drug cartel to take over Babs's business, he functions in the story very much like climate does, I think, in our lives, where it's, he says it himself, the fact that you don't know you summoned me doesn't mean that you're not going to have to deal with the consequences of having done so, right? Like that idea that the choices that we make have consequences that cannot be avoided even if we don't believe in it. He says that too. Like, you don't have to believe in me in order for me to collect the debt that's owed, right? So there's all sorts of all these different registers upon which the story operates. And, I'm trying to thread the needle between just a rip-roaring past the popcorn yarn, right? And offering deeper and I think more sort of soul nourishing ideas about what it is to be human and what it is to be in relation to other human beings, particularly in families and particularly among women.
I want to talk about that a minute because you mentioned the matriarchal community. And one of the first pages I marked in this book, it's even before the novel begins, it was the dedication page. Can
Sure,
you talk to me about the women listed on that page and how they influenced Babs and her posse?
well, they influenced Babs and her posse for sure. They inspired them. And also, they inspire the central idea in the book, which is that how we think of ourselves as individuals is incorrect. We think of ourselves as finite and discrete beings, right? Individuals. But the idea in the story, the sort of abiding through line philosophically, is that we are all the accumulation of all the choices and love and grief and joy that has preceded us in our families. I wanted that to be reflected in the dedication, and so I dedicated it to my grandmother, my dad's mom, Rita, but also her mother and her mother and her mother and her mother, and as it says, and so on until the very beginning. That dedication is very important for me, just as an acknowledgement of the debt that the book owes to those women, the women who, much like Jason Babbs's grandson in the book, they didn't just raise you, they protected you so fiercely in the community and the family that I grew up in. And I wanted to acknowledge that, at least indirectly, by dedicating the book to them.